Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Lamed Dalid in Maseches Psachim. You might hear the noise rushing in the background. Baruch Hashem, I've had the opportunity, although I'm not in Arzenu Akdosha, to see some of the Niflos HaBorei on the East Coast in America that I've not seen in the past. And I'm in the Poconos by Raymond's Kill Falls, not far from more famous called the Niagara of Pennsylvania, Bushkill Falls. One of the beauties of the Daf Yomi is that the Daf Yomi keeps on going on, whether you're at work or you're away. And in many ways, the Daf Yomi, I know for so many, in fact, from what I understand, many of the Talmidim, they're Mekayim, learning the Daf Yomi, Uvelech Techavaderech, often. That's the importance, I think, of this recording. Otherwise, it's better to be with a live Magid Shir, Ein Adome Me'achore de Rebbe Meir, Milfnei de Rebbe Meir. But for the one who's teaching it as well, the Daf Yomi is often Uvelech Techav Aderech, and that is a very important part of Talmud Torah. Bezer Hashem, our Daf is going to pick up with a discussion that we've already began on yesterday's Daf about burning Truma Temeya and whether you're allowed to use it as firewood. The Gemara will discuss the halachos of Truma that is planted, as discussed in the ninth perek in Maseches Trumas. We will get involved with the rule of Gedulei Truma is Truma. If you plant Truma, then the Truma is considered Truma itself. In other areas of Halacha, that might be different. The Gemara, based on the Mishnayis over there in Trumas, will differentiate between whether the seed, when it grows, becomes entirely reconstituted in the earth or not. The Gemara will discuss the Halachos of Tuma v'tahara, if one was Mesiach Das from the Truma. The Gemara in that context will begin on the bottom of the Yomim to discuss the halachas of Chatas Ha'of that has become Pasul and what is supposed to be done with it. In the context of Tuma, the Gemara will also bring up the concept of the Tzitz being Meratzeh on Amud Beis. The Gemara will introduce to us on Amud Beis two different contexts appropriate for now. With the water in the background, two different ways you could be mitaher mayim, that is tameh, either through hashaka or through zriya, which we'll explain in Mirtz Hashem when we do the daf. And finally, we will discuss a sugya that came up earlier on daf lamid gimel amid beis, and that is if one can crush grapes that have become tameh. Let's Bezer Hashem begin our daf on the bottom of lamid gimel amid beis gufa madlikin. You could use bread and oil of Truma that has become Tameh. You could use them as firewood. This halacha that you are allowed to use it is only elapas, only applies to bread. But you can't use it for firewood when it comes to wheat. Lest a avera is done through that process. Rashi explains that the moment one would put bread that's tameh of truma amongst pieces of wood, no one would ever come to eat the bread. However, stalks of wheat, which really are just a different form of something that grows from the ground, ultimately he'll be able to clean it, take it away from the wood, and use it for bread. People will not automatically no longer use it. And of course, one is not allowed to eat, partake of Truma Tmeya. Rabbi Yochanan says, even bread is acceptable. Asks the Gemara, v'amai, but why? Necho, shouldn't we be afraid that there's going to be a nichshol that's going to come about as we described before? The reason is that Rav Ashi described b'shlikasa u'mi'ista. The moment something became tameh, they would automatically cook it in water to the point that it became unattractive, disgusting. Hachanami says so too. That's what they'll do with the wheat. B'shlikasa u'mi'ista. V'heicha yitmer de Rav Ashi. And where did we learn this halacha from Rav Ashi? In the following context. Amar Rabbi Yovin, Amar Bar Rav Ach, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Abishol. Gival Shel Beis Rebbe Haya. Abishol was the one who used to knead the dough in the house of Rebbe. V'yimechamin lochamin, and he would heat up the hot water. B'chitin Shel Truma Temeya, with the wheat of Truma Temeya, Lolosh Ben Isa B'tahara, to use to make Tohor bread. he would put it under the water that was mixed with tar bread. Amai, how can you do a name? As we mentioned again, this svara of shlikta umi ista. Now we put a big period over here, 8 lines from the top. The Gemara is going to go off on a tangent that at first glance is really connected to the end of Maseches Trumas, and really in the Mishnayos, of course, and is really not part of our sugya at all. However, towards the end of the Amud, the Gemara will bring it back to the topic that we had discussed earlier, Rabbi Yochanan, on Lame Gimel Lame Beis, on yesterday's daf, in regards to pressing grapes that are tame. Abaye bar Avin, Rav Chinina bar Avin, Tanu, Trumas Bei Rabba. Abaye bar Avin, Rav Chinina bar Avin, learn Maseches Trumas by Rabba. Rabos, I just want to throw in a tremendous musser. Abaye, of course, was in Bavel. He did not live in Eretz Yisrael, and nevertheless, he learned Maseches Trumas. I think it's an important point. Baruch Hashem, you get on an airline and you'll be in Eretz Yisrael in 15 hours. Kal v'chaymer. Everybody in Chutz La'aretz also has a responsibility to know Maseches Trumas. So they learned it in the yeshiva. Rabba Pogabu, Rabba Bar Masna. They met Rabba Rava Bar Masna. Excuse me. Amar lehu, Mayim Risu B'Trumas. Devei Mar, tell me what you learned in Maseches Trumas. You had this chus to learn by Rabba. Tell us what you learned. So you see the phenomenon. Vos lerntmen. What are you learning? Goes back already close to 2,000 years, if not longer. Amru Leisei told him, Umay Karshalach, and what's difficult to you? Tell us something that's bothering you in Maseches Trumas. They must have been really holding in Trumas to be able to say, let's hear what's bothering you, and then we'll tell you what you learned. Amru Tanan, the Rabbi Bar Masna told him what was bothering him. Shisilei Truma, Shinitmu, Vishaslan, Tahirim, Militame, Vasurin, Milecho. We learn in Perek Tes, Mishnah Zayin, that if you have Shitilim, this is a modern Hebrew word today. Shtilim in modern Hebrew means young plantings, small bushes of truma that have become tame, vishaslan, and then they're replanted. So then in such a case, they're going to be tahar to be metame something else. But nevertheless, vasurim milecho betruma. But nevertheless, the halacha is, in the Havamin Rashi explains, that the Kohanim are not allowed to eat it because it's tame. Asks Rava Bar Masna, I never understood this halacha. If the halacha is that they're no longer mitame, once it's replanted in the ground, presumably the svara is that once you go back to the sources of nature, you undo the tumah. If you put it back into the ground, if you go back to nature and you look at the neflos habore, you come connected, reconnected again to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then in such a case, it becomes tahar. If that's so, then why is it also for the Kohanim to eat? Amrulei, they said, Rabba said shir on this. Hachi Amar Rabba, this is what Rabba said. May asurin, asurin lezarim. It doesn't mean that it's usur for a kohen to eat. Hafuch, it means that it's no longer tamei, and zarim can't eat it, but regular kohanim can. Umaykam ashlan, well, of course it's usur zarim. Even if it's truma, tameya, it still is truma. What's the chidush? Gidulei truma, truma. If you plant something back on the ground, it's still going to be considered truma. Asks the Gemara Tanina. That is how Rabba understood the chidush, but that is also another Mishnah in Trumas. Where's this? Trumas Perek Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. Gidule Truma is Truma. That's what it says in Trumas. So if that's the whole chidush of the Mishnah, that's Asur Lazarim still has it in Truma. That we learned in a Mishnah earlier. The other Mishnah, the first Mishnah we learned is the Mishnah Zayin in Trumas. This is in Mishnah Dalid. B'chitem, and if you're going to want to answer Gidule Gidulin, that the chidush is that it's not only something that was truma that was replanted into the ground, but rather it was something that was of truma, it was planted into the ground, then its produce was taken out, and that was replanted into the ground, and its produce is also truma. Umaykam Ashmalon, and the chidush is B'dovar She'ein Zaro Kala, that if you have something that the seed is not destroyed, it still retains identity of Truma. Hanami Tanina, that's also a Mishnah in Trumas, in Perek Tes, Mishnah Dalit. Atevel Gidula Mutarim B'dovar She'zara Kala. If you have something that wasn't tithed, if it's been planted, then it loses Chalosheim Yisr because it returned to the ground.
That's only if it entirely disintegrates into the ground. Aval b'davar she'ein zarakala, but those fruits that don't entirely disintegrate. If I'm not mistaken, the Mefarshei Mishnayos over there give an example of onions. Oh, Rashi by us also says this as well. In Dibur HaMaskil v'chitema, that if you have onions, that those, the bulbs don't entirely disintegrate in the ground, so then they retain the yisur. So we see we already have this concept that gidule gidulav, as long as it's not zara kala, it retains its original identity, both lekula and lechumra, both in regards to truma as well as in regards to tevel. Ishtiku, they were silent. They heard gevaldig shiurim abay baravin rechina baravin, but at the end of the day, the way they had presented Rabba's approach, Rava Bar Masna had questions on it. So they said to him, Midi Shemil Lecha Baha. So did you hear something about this difficult mission? You have a good question. This is what Rav Sheshes taught. Maya Surin, what does the Mishnah mean? Let's go back to the words of the Mishnah. Shisile Truma Shinitnu Shasun Tar Milatame, they're tar. Vasurim Milechal. What does it mean, Vasurim Milechal? We couldn't understand it. Why should it be Asurim Lechal? Asurim the Kohanim, Hoyel Vivsulu Besechadas. For a totally different reason. Because the Kohanim were not watching it. It was planted somewhere. The Kohen sinning, he's going from a bayis menuga, then he's going to say shirim bavakama, and then he's going to counsel someone in shalom bayis. He's not standing and watching the whole time to make sure that this fruit or vegetable does not become tameh. So therefore, the halach is the Kohen is not going to be able to eat it. Continues the Gemara in the Osvaldor edition. It's right by the period, about 14 lines from the bottom. Ha'nichal mandamer. That's good according to mandamer. Hesachadas psulaguf avi shapir. That's fine. If you hold that once the coin is distracted, automatically the truma becomes tameyah, then that's fine. You've got a good explanation. That's a final psulaguf, and that works. However, we're going to see there's another way to characterize the psul of hesachadas. Not that it's inherently possible. El man namer hesachadas psul tuma. But according to man namer, the whole hesachadas is not a psul aguf, is a psul tuma. Rashi explains the distinction between the two is a psul aguf is a definite psul, and we treat it as vadai tame. Psul tuma means that there is a psul, we don't know what to do, it might be tame, we're not sure, and therefore we have to act as if it's tummy. Rashi says a nafkamina would be an amazing nafkamina. What happens if Eliyahu, Bezer Hashem, he's going to come, he would come and say that it had not become tummy. According to the Man Amar who says that Tumah is a psul aguf as a chadas, Eliyahu can't be matter it. However, if it's a psul tumah, of course Eliyahu can. So says the Gemara, how could it possibly be it'll be usher to eat it? Where the halacha was, that even if it was originally tummy, putting it in the ground is enough. So certainly, if it's only a psul of psul tum of hesachadas, putting it in the ground should be enough. Itmar, this machlokes of whether hesachadas a psul aguf or is a psul tuma. Rabbi Yochanan Amar psul tuma have, Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar psul aguf have. Rabbi Yochanan psul tuma have, Shim Yavali Yaviyaterenu Shimon Lay. Shimon Lakish Amar psul aguf have, Shim Yavali Yaviyaterenu Ein Shimon Lay. So the Gemara suggests that we could give the explanation of Rav Sheshes that there was a psul of hesachadas. However, the psul of hesachadas will only work according to Man D'Amar holds that hesachadas is a psul guf. The Gemara continues 8 lines from the bottom. Eser Yechon Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Rav Yechon asked the following question of Rav Shimon Lakish. The Gemara continues about 9 lines from the bottom. Esve. The Gemara is going to ask a question on the Man D'Amar who holds that Mesiach Das is a psul guf, which we had suggested was the shita of Reb Shim ben Lakish, Reish Lakish. No longer you hear the rushing water in the background. I'm looking at the Catskill Forest, thanks to the Hachnasas Archim of my in-laws, Mr. and Mrs. Summers. Let's continue with the Gemara. Esay, the Gemara asks a question. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asks Reish Lakish. Rabbi Shmuel ben Noish, Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, Oimer. Lul Katan Hayy ben Kevich, L'mizbeach. There was a small hole between the ramp and the Mizbeach. This was actually in the corner where the Kevich met the Mizbeach, and the perpendicular 90-degree angle in that corner where it met it, there was a hole. What was that for? Shisham. They would take the chatasof that become pasul, and they would wait until its form had disintegrated, and then they would send it to Beis HaSreifa, which was an area that was outside the Makom Migdash, where those things that had become pasul, for example, this had been left over. Rashi explains in the Ramaskala to Ubar Tzurasan that it had been left over for a night. It doesn't mean literally, Rashi says, that the meat disintegrates, but rather it occurs a psulina, and once it occurs a psulina, so then in such a case it needs to be burnt. Why did you wait to create a psulina? Iamrit bishlem psul tama have. If you're going to say that it was a suffik, what we call psul tama, the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan that we had earlier, mishamachi ba yibur tzura. That's why we required yibur tzura. Shema yavo eliyovi tarenu. Because Elio might come along and say that's tahor. Elio, Yamer Psul Haguf. But if you're going to say it's an intrinsic Psul Haguf, in a case of Hesach Hadas, Lobeli Uber Tzura, then why do you have to leave it over altogether? At the end of the day, it's automatically Psul and should be burned immediately. Batanan, Zaka, Kol She Psul Psul Haguf, Yisarev. Miyad says the Gemara on the top of Ambeis. Anything that has a Psul Haguf should be burnt immediately. If it's a different type of Psul, like Bedamu Bebailim, Rashi explains that if the blood had been spilled and not sprinkled properly, or the Bailim became Tameh, this is in regards to a Karban Pesach, to Aber Tzuas, and then you leave it over Yotzen LeBeis HaSreifa. But other cases, you don't. Answers the Gemara. Malei Haitana, Tana Dvei Rabba Baravuhu. This teaching goes according to Rabba Baravua. Rashi adds that we're not sure what the Svar Rabba Baravua is, but this is the Shita Rabba Baravua. The Amar Filu Pigul Ton Ibert Tzura. He's of the opinion, even the absolute Pigul, which is an absolute Tumas Haguf, nevertheless, you're also supposed to have it sit over Lina. So Gemara has defended Reish Lakish from that question, but the Gemara will go on again and attempt to ask on Reish Lakish, who says that Hesach Hadas is a Psul Haguf from another Halacha. This is quoted later on in Perek Ketzad Soil in the 7th Perek. Esve, Nitma Oish Nivsala Basar. If the Basar Kodshim, for example, Sar Karben Pesach becomes Tamei, or it becomes Pasul, Oish Yatza Chutz Leklaim, or it was taken outside of the walls. Here there's a machlekes whether you could still do the Zrikas Karben Pesach. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yizrek. Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion, Rashi explains, this is an expression that we should get used to for the Karben Pesach sugis that we'll have in Mirtz Hashem in a month. Afal dam, afal pishein basar, that you could sprinkle the dam even if the basar is pasul for whatever reason. Rabbi Shua Omer Lo Yizrek. Rabbi Shua says that you can't. Rashi explains that he's of the opinion, Ein basar, Ein dam. However, all of this is only lechatchila. Umayde Rabbi Yeshua b'mayde, he who says that you cannot be zarek, she'im zarek hortze, that if there was a zrika, then it will work. Now analyzes the Gemara. My nifsal, what case of nifsal was this? Lav behesach hadas, it must be that it was nifsal behesach hadas. Rashi explains, because if it was a case, let's say, of pigul that the machshava was wrong, the basar isn't only nifsal, the dam would be nifsal as well. So the Gemara assumes that the only case it could be is a case of hesach hadas. Now we don't understand the case of bidieved, where we said that according to Rabbi Yeshua, imzara kurtza, according to Reish Lakish, iamrit bishlema psulei tuma have. If you're going to say that it's not a psul haguf, but there's only a safeg, then it makes sense that the tzitz will work in regards to the safeg. We know that there are times when there is a psul of tuma that the tzitz is meratze, that the tzitz kiilu foregoes that psul. El iamrit psul haguf have amai hortze. Why would the tzitz work in such a case? Rashi explains, because a psul yotze, we learn the tzitz does not work. It only works for an avon tuma. Here it's not just an avon tuma. Here it's become a psul aguf. So the Gemara tries to give another explanation to that Mishneh Menachos that's quoted on Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. My nifsal nifsal b'tful yom. It must be that it had a psul of tful yom. That someone who had gone to the mikvah, who was going to become tart at night, had touched the basar, touch the meat, and that the tzitz would be meratze for. Asks the Gemara, then the Braisa is repetitious, because what did we learn? Nitma ay shenifsal habasar. So then it shouldn't say shenifsal habasar. Both of those cases are nifta, tame. Ihachi hainu tame, it's the same thing as tame. Answers the Gemara, trev gavni tame. There are two different cases of tame. So we've once again defended Reish Lakish, who holds that Hesach Hadassah is psul haguf, from another Tanaitic teaching. We put a big bip period over here, and the Gemara goes back to analyze the Teretz of Rav Sheshes. If you recall, on Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, about 10 lines from the top, we had learned a Mishnah in Trumas that seemed to be incongruous. On the one hand, the Mishnah had said that if you plant Truma, which is Tameh, it could become Tahar. In other words, its status is undone by going back to its original source in nature. Yet at the same time, the Mishnah said it's prohibited to eat. Right? Why? So Rav Sheshes explained, even though it went back to the ground, nevertheless, it still has a problem of Hesech Hadas. The Gemara quotes Ravin, who quoted this explanation in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Notice how beautifully the Torah moves from one Amoira to the next. Kisalik Ravin, when Ravin left Bavel and he went to Eretz Yisrael, he quoted this explanation in Bavel. Kamei de Rabbi Yirmiyah, in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Va'amar, and Rabbi Yirmiyah was critical. Bavloi tipshoi, the Bavloim are silly, incoherent, mishum diyasvi ba'ara dechashucha, because they live in a dark land, with all of the beauties of Niflos HaBor HaChutz Laretz. At the end of the day, Bavel and America are ara dechashucha compared to Eretz Yisrael. Amrisen shmaisa demachshu, they say over in Bavel things that are dark. Lo shemilachu, hadar b'shim ben lakish shrei d'rabayishya, they already, Ribshim ben lakish, the name of Rabbi Yishya, already solved the problem. They discussed the following phenomenon when it came to the Nisuch HaMayim in the Beis HaMikdash on Sukkos. If it had become Tameh on Shabbos, Me'achag Shenitmu, if it had become Tameh, so normally if it was during the week, they would just bring new ones from the Me'ashiluach. However, it's Shabbos, and you can't go out to carry, and all other suggestions, Rashi points out, the Bar Maschul Me'achag are not feasible. So then in such a case, Hashikon. Hashaka is a very, very important rule in the halachos of water. This is an important principle for mikvos as well. And that is, if you bring water that you want to connect for whatever reason to another set of water, if it goes through the process of hashaka, literally, linshok is to kiss, of course. So in such a case, you could be metaher, the water, by bringing it to the water of the Hazara and it come in contact with that water. Rabbi Hoshea therefore taught that suggestion with a provision exists with the Me'achag as well. Me'achag shenitmu hashikon va'achakach hekdishon. If you bring it to the water that's tar and it comes in contact with it and then you put it in a kli tahirin, in such a case, then that would work, and that's the way of solving Me'achag shenitmu. However, hikdishon v'achakach hishikon tmeim. But if you had already put in a kli and then it become tameh and you did hashaka, so then in such a case it's not going to work. The Gemara analyzes why michti zriya ninu. This is the process of zriya. It's considered as if you replanted the water and it's reconstituted and it loses its status of tuma. Mali hashikon v'achakach hekdishon, mali hekdishon v'achakach hekdishon. What's the difference between the two? Whether it had been hegdish beforehand or not. It must be alma ein zriya lehegdish. It must be that the halacha is that we're machmir on hegdish that becomes tameh, that we don't allow the process of replanting it. And here, when it comes to water, planting here would mean to replace it. In other words, to put it in its form of water, return it to its original state that is tahar, by connecting it to water that is tahar. That does not work because we're machmir, it's what we refer to as a maila behegdish. Hachinami, here too, ein zriya l'truma. Since truma is kadosh, replanting it is enough, Rashi explains the Dibra HaMaschil,
Loishmiya, the first wide line, it's enough to be able to lose its status of tumma.
But so far, to be able to allow a person to eat, that, we would say, mala asu bekoidesh, and the tumma does not entirely disappear with the process of zriya. Period.
Gemara now wants to clarify this halacha mehachag shenitmu. Says the Gemara, Yasav Ravdimi v'kamel ala shmaitza, six lines into the wide, Ravdimi was saying over this teaching, Amalei Abaye, and Abaye said, Hikdishan b'kli kamar, when do we say it doesn't work to do zriya? That's only if they put the water in a utensil. Avol bepeh, lo avid rabbanan maila, but if he did it with his mouth, the rabbanan said it didn't work. Oidilma bepeh nami avid rabbanan maila.
But bepeh, the rabbanan also said that even if he didn't put in a kli, but he already said that he's going to use this for the mehachag, then they already made the mala behegdish, and once they made the mala behegdish, zriya is not going to work. Amalei zulo shamati, kiyotze ba shamati. I didn't hear about this particular shaila, but I heard about a similar shaila.
Damar rabbar, Amda Amar Rebbe Avo, excuse me, Amar Rebbe Yochanan. And now we finally understand why our daf brought up the above discussion, and that's to bring us back to what we had learned in the name of Rebbe Yochanan on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, four lines from the top. And that was a learning that we saw over there. Anovim Shenitmu.
If you have grapes that become tame, Darchan, you could press them, va'achar kach higdishon. And afterwards, you could designate for the migdash toy rim. The Rashi actually says the appropriate gears would be toy rice. Halachi is that it's going to be tahar. We learned earlier that Rabbi Yochanan Svara is, Rashi explains in the Ramaskul Darchan, because when it comes to mashkin, it's mifkad pekidi. We view the juice as if it's stored inside, encased into the grapes, and the grapes became tame, but not what the juice that was inside. Of course, if you recall yesterday's daf, if we say mivla bala, that it's absorbed into it, then it becomes part and parcel with the grapes. We're assuming now, as Rabbi Yochanan taught, that shenavim shenitmu darchan v'achakach hikdishon tahorim, then in such a case it's going to be tar. However, hikdishon, if it already had already sanctified it, the achakach darchan, and then they smash it, tmeim. So why? It must be that, what should the difference be? Either it's tameh or it's tameh. Excuse me, either it's tameh or it's tahar. Why does it depend on whether it's hikdishon? Must be this idea of mala asu b'kodesh, that once it's kodesh, they're going to be more machmir on it. Now, how are these anovim kodesh? Va'anovim kedushas peninu, presumably it's kedushas hapeh. Va'fil hachi avid rabbanon mala. Nevertheless, rabbanon did Allah when it comes to Hegdish. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef thought it's not a raya. Anavim kamrit, hacha ba'anavim shel truma askinen. De kedushas peh didu kedushas kli dami. Rav Yochanan was talking about truma, where the whole status of truma comes about through kedushas peh. So there, when the whole status of truma comes about through kedushas peh, then it's equatable to kedushas kli. Aval hani, but when it comes to the case that we were discussing above, of mehachag, so there, the boy kli, there you need a utensil. Bepelo of a rabbanon mala. There, the rabbanon didn't make the mala b'kodesh. They only made the mala b'kodesh where it had kedushas hakli, because that's the way you normally give it its kedusha. Put a period over here, and now the Gemara asks another question. We had learned from Rabbi Yochanan Darchan that you were allowed to press them. Vafilu tuva. It sounded like that you'd be allowed to press a lot of them. Asks the Gemara, Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi? Do Rabbi Yochanan say that? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Nam Shenitmu Darchan Pachas Pachas Mika Beitza. Rabbi Yochanan, we learned earlier, held that you have to be sure that it's less than a Beitza, because otherwise the Mashke that comes out is going to come in contact with the grape that's more than a Beitza and is going to be Mitami. Answers the Gemara, Yibai Seim Hachanami Pachas Pachas Mika Beitza. You could say that we were talking about where the grapes were less than a Beitza. Yibai Seim, and if you want, we could also say, Hasam denagalu berishin. Where did Rabbi Yochanan say that in order to be metaher the grapes, you have to do a pachas pachas mikabetza? That was talking about where the grapes had come in contact with a rishon. Dahavalu inusheni. Then it can make the juice a shein latuma. Hacha denagu besheni. However, over here, where we would allow even more than a beitza at a time, is that the grapes itself was a sheni, then there isn't going to be a problem. Because in such a case, a sheni, Rashi says, five lines from the bottom, if the grapes are a sheni latuma, so then in such a case, the people who are processing it are a shlishi l'tumah, and if they're a shlishi l'tumah, then in such a case, they will not make the mashke a revi'i. Only if it was already kaddish. But if it wasn't kaddish, it cannot make it a revi'i. So the Gemara's teretz is like this. It all depends on what status the grapes were. Let's repeat again inside the Gemara, because I translated in Husheini incorrectly. Hasam denagulo berishon. We're talking about where the people who are making it touched an anavim that are rishon l'tumah, the havelu in husheini, then they are a sheini. In such a case, then there's going to be a problem in regards to truma, that they're going to make the wine a shlishi. Earlier we misspoke, we missed a step, and we didn't mention the people who were touching the grapes are going to become tamei, and then they're going to touch the wine. Hacha denagu b'sheini. Here we're talking about where the people who are making it have grapes that are a sheni, dahavaluhu shlishi, then they're going to be a shlishi. Then in such a case, it's not a problem coming in contact with the juice. Amar Rava, Rava taught, afana nami tanina, the case of the alu b'kodesh, we also learned in a different halacha, v'naslan alav mayim chayim el keli, in regards to the paraduma, you're supposed to put water from a spring into a kli, shetei chiyusan b'kli v'nasan, that it should be filled up directly from the mayon, directly. And yet the Gemara asks, v'nasan, it says then you should put almatlushin in it, that's already been removed from the source of the running water, v'amichubarin in it, but didn't it come from directly from the spring itself? Ela maila. It was a drush of the Drabanan, a maila midraban, hachanami maila. So too, we have this idea of mala asu b'kodesh. This Bezer Hashem concludes daf lamid dalid in Maseches Pesachim. We'll pick up tomorrow on the top line on daf lamid hey.